shift, and it might not be important to anyone else. I can put in that I took a lunch break, and I can document the time that I took lunch. Not really important to anyone else. But if I took that report, like I mentioned earlier, of the bridge being out, you know, Mission Viejo, EOC is reporting that the Crown Valley Bridge is out. That's more important to people than just me, right? I want to be able to share that information with other people in the EOC. And I can do that by posting it to significant events. So I can put a check in that box there and say, I need to share this information with other people in the EOC. And then I can go one step further and say, this is more important to just my EOC. It's important to everybody in the county, important to everybody in the operational area. And if it rises to that level, then I want to put a check in the operational area events too. Tom.
So is that something that we would want to clear through supervisor first if we had a racy supervisor here? Or is it also like common sense? Like, hey, we got a major thing happening.
Yeah, I mean, if it's important enough, there is a check in place for the cities, but at the operational area level, there's not. So working up here at this EOC, it's a judgment call. You know, and I don't want to dictate what Racy's wants to do as their policy. You know, a lot of times there's one or two of you up here, right? Sometimes there's a supervisor, sometimes, especially on a night shift, it's one person. So it's gonna be a judgment call. One of the things we used to have happen in the past was cities would post to this, and they would say, hey, there's pizza in the cafeteria. Well, that's great, but I'm en route to your EOC to eat your pizza now, because you said it was important to the whole county, so here I come. We do have ways to pull things back off. So if we have to, we can. But, you know, it's a judgment call, right? Yeah, if it's important enough, and you'll know. You know, you'll go, uh-oh, this is a big deal. You know, if there's a bridge out, right? Where's the Crown Valley Bridge? It's right on the border of Mission Viejo and unincorporated area, right? Ladera Ranch or something like that. So that's more than just the Mission Viejo issue, right? Because you've got infrastructure out that's between an unincorporated area and a city. So yeah, post it to the operational area because it affects more than one jurisdiction. You know, if you have information about even unconfirmed information about a freeway overpass collapsed or something like that, right? That's a main arterial. People might be relying on that to move resources or personnel. That could be important to beyond just one city, the entire operational area. So, judgment call. I mean, if you guys want to work something out within the group, that you'll have a shift supervisor and they'll make the final call on it. I'll be here, Raymond will be here, Tony will be here. One of us will be here on one of these shifts, and if we have to pull something back, we can pull it back. So,
question.
Yes?
Do you have to mark one of those boxes?
You don't? Nope.
What happens then?
I could put, took a bathroom break, right? That's only important to me. I don't want to tell the whole county that I took a bathroom break. Okay. Yeah, if it's really important, it's a really big deal. If you don't put a check in any of those boxes, it'll appear on your activity log, but it won't show up on any of the significant events boards that we project on the walls. So it'll get documented for your record keeping, but it doesn't get shared with anyone else. You'll just see it in your position.
I have a feeling that the answer will probably be it's not that hard, but if we were going to use this as our log, we'd likely want a position log for each radio position in the Racy's room.
Right.
How hard is it either on the fly or, you know, to create additional positions?
Well, one thing that we could do, if you scroll down here, scroll down to the very bottom, you'll see if it's pre-filled in that information about who you are. And there's a comments field that we left blank when we logged in. One thing that we could do is when you do that login, you know, you put your name, the phone number that you're at, right, all that stuff, there's a comments box. You could put, you know, position one, position two, or VHF, UHF, however you have the base laid out.
What about location, Racy's room, position one?
Now, where I'm going with is, if you guys notice, most of you are still on the input screen. If you hit save, you'll see that because we've all selected OOA Racy's, all of these log entries are ending up in one master log because that's what our position is.
Right.
Of Racy's. So if we wanted five separate logs so that you weren't seeing all the messages coming in and going out from each of our five positions in
right.
there, we'd need five separate positions. Because as long as the position that we're all typing in at is this OOA Racy's, everything's going to end up in one log.
Right, and that is by design. We try and keep our logs based on position, not by individual, because when we go back to pull records, we're concerned about the position that generated the information. So my feeling is it would be appropriate to note that in the comments, or you noted in the location field, you could put Racy's room position one. Now, it brings up the point, you don't have a way of filtering that. Right, we can't just hide and only look at position one's entries.
And that's something we want to do because the way that room is organized, like all of our incoming traffic is coming in one position.
Right.
All of our outgoing traffic is going out a different position.
Okay. Would it be numbered? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 just for the bays? Okay, we can probably work that out. So let's talk. Ken and Ralph and I will let's talk and figure out the best way to make that happen. But we'll create some other positions in there to better filter that. But yeah, I mean it's not hard for us to do that. We can add the other positions in a few minutes. It's not a big deal. So yeah, we'll do that. So let's go ahead and hit save. Ralph's ahead of the game here. So as you'll see, we have a record of everybody in this position, everybody that's in the Racy's position. And there's, 30 of us tonight, so there should be a lot of records in here. But we'll start to see everyone's entries. And it's a convention in WebEOC that the newest information will always be at the top. So the last person who hit save will be the entry at the top here. So newer information at the top. You'll notice there's an update record, view details. If you view details, it'll take you to another screen that just shows you kind of the summary details. But you can update any of these records. So count of sick people, right? So maybe I have they're all popping up here. They're all changing on me. But you can hit update on any one of these records, and it will take you back to the input screen. So I'm going to update this record. And what you're going to see is all the information that was typed in before is now up in this description read-only box. I can't delete any of that stuff. That stuff's in there. It's part of the record. It's going to stay. But I can type new information in this box. And I can change the status if it's changed from unconfirmed to confirmed. If I want to post it to significant events, I can change this bottom portion, but I can't change any of the text here. So I'm going to make an entry of a new update. And now the record's back to the top. And you'll see the record of all of the entries that were put on this. All right, so my information, my new update, is now at the very top of that record. Sir?
Is there a way to freeze this so that you can scan through?
Yes, if you go down to the very bottom here, you can disable refresh. You put a check in this box that says disable refresh. That'll stop it from popping up. This is kind of a quirk of having so many people in the room in the same position. Generally, if there's only one or two of you in the room, you're not going to be making a ton of entries really fast where it becomes, too much. But if you are looking at a lot of stuff... Wow, it's getting good now. I don't want to be here on that day.
Violence is golden.
Yes.
Rather than waiting for it to refresh, is there a refresh button that you can get?
There is not. The way that WebEOC is supposed to work, and I'll say supposed to work because it doesn't work that way guaranteed every time, but the way it generally works is the server has a hook that goes out and tells the browser that you need to refresh. So generally, when there's new information, the browser, the server causes the refresh on the browser side. So it doesn't refresh like every 60 seconds. It refreshes when it gets new information. So that's the only time you should see the refresh.
Okay. I wasn't seeing them.
Uh-huh.
But, and I don't know if this is the way it's supposed to work or not, but I clicked on disable refresh and then I clicked it off.
Right.
And that automatically refreshed the screen.
If so you could have made it, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't see that hook. It doesn't. I think it uses what they call long polling, and sometimes it doesn't long poll enough, but yes. So that's good to know. I'll look and see if that's a good way to make it happen, because I haven't found a good way other than doing a right click and hitting refresh to make it happen. So that might work.
I had a question as we're practicing here and updating different things. Since I'm used to like emails, I'm used to searching for a subject. And you know how some of us are getting used to like replying to that same subject in
right.
email. Now, for example, if I were updating something and had information, I'd have to scroll down and find where is that topic, and something like that to
right.
like like I was doing some Red Cross stuff like that to you know, so it helps categorize.
Right.
Makes a thread, like a discussion thread.
Right.
Something for us to remember. What discussion thread was that list remember? If we had something like that, or what do you suggest?
Yeah. So more of a headline. Right, because yeah. right now the records don't really have any sort of headline.
Yeah, like if there's like a headline saying regarding that bridge, let's say regarding that bridge out, then everyone can reply to that.
Right.
Or I don't know how much to decide, but perhaps some concept that we could logically follow a long list of.
Right, because you know, and it's a good point that you bring up, because this started as just an activity log, right, and it replicates a paper log, but it's become more of a messaging tool, right? But it doesn't necessarily have that messaging functionality where you talk about a subject line or something like that. So that's, I like that concept. So we're probably going to have to, I'll talk with my developer about it and see, because there's changes to this coming. I mean, and he's always tweaking this, so maybe this is something that he can work into his next update.
Just
thought. So, no, I like it. I like the thought. I really do.
Now that we're getting all this stuff, we're totally like,
right.
testing this.
Right.
Like, hey, don't
yeah. And the other thing to keep in mind is usually it's a couple people, right? So you don't get, you know, this stuff gets lost in here really quick when you've got 30 people putting entries into the same position. But I see what you're saying, and I like your thought process. So we're going to try and flesh that out a little bit more. Sir?
Kind of based on that question, when you do the search, are there specific fields that it does or does not look in?
No, it should look everywhere.
So it looks in the position and everything?
It should, yes.
Okay.
There is an alternative, because this is a web page, you can either use that search function, which appears to only find it once. You can also use the built-in to the browser search function of Control F, which then means it will give you a next button, and you can find every time that word comes up on this page.
It probably does it better with partial text searches too.
Then we can update any of these reports?
Yes. And so you can update, right, so somebody else could have entered it, you can update any of them, and you'll note as these are happening here, you know, your name is attached with the update. So, it knows who did the updates. We can go back and if there's questions about
the information. It finds more
people around. Okay, well,
yeah. Do a search on test.
Yeah.
Since a lot of people put test in.
Yeah, did a search on you.
Oh, I see what it does. It only pulls up those records that have that.
That word.
I missed what it was doing.
Ooh.
See, when you do the Control F, it leaves everything on the screen.
On that 22.
And just walks you through all the 22. Occurrences of that word.
All right, so we're feeling a little comfortable with what activity log's all about.
what setting would limit the number of records